From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Planning for talks on Syria, the United Nations Special Envoy to Syria met with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif in Tehran Sunday.
In Riyadh, I got that type of assurance, and that reassures me and the Secretary General. In Tehran, I got the same assurance that the tensions, which are unfortunately ongoing, are not going to be affecting neither the Vienna momentum nor the Geneva talks.
Stefan de Mistura's office said the discussions were useful. They came ahead of peace talks on Syria, scheduled for later this month in Geneva. An international rights organization has accused Yemeni Houthi rebels of arbitrarily detaining dozens of people in the capital, Sana'a. The rebel group detained at least 35 people between August 2014 and October 2015, according to a report released Sunday by Human Rights Watch. At least four people were killed Sunday in northern Yemen when a missile hit a medical clinic operated by the aid group Doctors Without Borders. The group says the missile struck the Shayara Hospital in Sada province. Teresa San Cristobal says it's not the first time a hospital has been hit.
For this hospital, this concrete hospital, is the third time that this attack. For MSF, is the third time that we are attacked in general as a medical facility. I would like to reiterate that we are not the only hospitals that they have been hit.
The charity says 10 people were wounded in the shelling. Egypt held an opening session of Parliament Sunday, the chamber's first session in more than 3 years. The Assembly has 15 days to ratify hundreds of executive decrees by the president, or the laws will be repealed. This is VOA News. Senior Arab officials are condemning what they say is Iran's meddling in Arab affairs. Arab League Chief Nabil al-Arabi called for diplomats to adopt a strong position, calling on Iran to stop all forms of interference in the affairs of Arab nations. He spoke at an emergency meeting of the Arab League, called by Saudi Arabia, to discuss the recent attacks on its embassy in Tehran. Pakistan is to hold a key meeting of top Afghan, U.S., and Chinese officials on Monday. Participants are tasked to set the stage and determine dates for resuming peace talks between the Kabul government and the Taliban. Ayaz Ghul takes a look.
Afghan and Pakistani officials say four-nation talks in Islamabad are to determine a roadmap and define limits for reviving a peace process. There is widespread skepticism about whether the Taliban is ready to give up violence and re-engage in a result-oriented peace dialogue with the Afghan government. Speaking Saturday in Kabul, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani sounded optimistic about the four-nation effort. He said the internationally monitored discussions beginning Monday will enable all sides to differentiate between insurgents who want reconciliation and those who oppose it. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
The boyfriend of British actress Cian Blake has been arrested by authorities in Ghana in connection with her death. Arthur Simpson Kent now faces possible extradition to Britain, where he will face questioning by the police. The actress and her two young children were reported missing in December. The bodies of all three were later found in London. The Parliament of Spain's Catalonia region has a new leader. He is Charles Puigdemont. He's the mayor of the city of Girona and a strong proponent of making Catalonia a nation separate from Spain. His election came following a period of negotiations among the region's various political parties. Meanwhile, acting Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy says he will block any unilateral move from the new Catalan government toward secession. U.S. actor Sean Penn met with Mexican drug trafficker Joaquin El Chapo Guzman in Mexico months before Guzman's capture. The meeting was for an interview published on the website of Rolling Stone magazine. Guzman told Penn he supplies more heroin, methamphetamines, cocaine, and marijuana than anyone else in the world. Penn described Guzman as entirely unapologetic. Republican Party presidential candidates Donald Trump and Ted Cruz are in a virtual dead heat in the state of Iowa. Democrats Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are also locked in a close race. Those figures are the latest from NBC News, Wall Street Journal, Marist poll. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.